Kansas Information Network News, I'm Lisa Rutman. A Wichita man has been charged in federal court in connection to child pornography. 43-year-old Eric Carlson has been charged with one count of receipt of child pornography and one count of possession of child pornography. That case is being investigated by the Kansas Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Authorities shut down an illegal animal rescue in the city of Parsons.
The police department released details about the COD enforcement investigation Thursday. Community Service Officer Ricky Thompson had been investigating the well-being treatment of dogs in the 500 block of North 25th Street in Parsons. CSO Thompson got a notification about a potential illegal number of dogs in the area. He started investigating and personally met with the homeowner. Authorities say the owner claimed to be running a nonprofit animal rescue. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
21 Days of Beauty. 21 days with daily beauty steals of up to 50% off. 21 days of slay. 21 days of yay. 21 days of are you kidding me right now? Beauty's biggest event is on now till September 16th at Ulta Beauty. Discover irresistible deals on must-have brands like IT Cosmetics and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, new launches from Pat McGrath Labs. Shop in-store, online, or pick up today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly and Kansas Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed recently announced that 35 local and off-system bridge projects across the state will receive a combined total of $42.3 million as part of two local bridge improvement programs that capitalize on new revenue from the Federal Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, or bill. Combined with matching funds from the awarded cities and counties, the total project value is nearly $48.8 million. And by reshaping the local bridge programs to take advantage of bill, the Kansas Department of Transportation more than doubled its annual funding as part of the existing Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program. Governor Kelly stated that a stronger transportation system and safer bridges keep our communities and economy moving. She said there are more than 19,000 bridges on local road systems across Kansas, all of which are essential to getting people and goods where they need to go. Yet almost 5,000 of those bridges simply cannot meet Kansas's needs in a modern world, which is why these investments are critical for making our state a better place to live and work. Local counties receiving funds from the project include Decatur County for L Lane, 0.4 mile west of Clayton over Prairie Dog Park for $1 million, Trigo County for EE Road, 13 miles south and 5.6 miles west of Trigo Center over Sand Creek for $950,000, Graham County for DD Road, 6 miles south and 1.3 miles east of Dinsmore over Bow Creek for $1,200,000, and Norton County for Road BB, 1.3 miles east of Lenora over North Fork Solomon River for $1 million. The state of Kansas closed August with total tax collections at $640.1 million, and that's $24.5 million below the estimate, with total tax collections down 1.9% from August of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $299.3 million, $25.7 million below the estimate, and down 2.6% from August 2022. And corporate income tax collections were $25.1 million, are 25.5% higher than the estimate and up 62.3% from August 2022. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $292.4 million, which is $5.6 million below the estimate and down $10.5 million from August of 2022. Fort Hays State University, the Tiger Fitness Center, and local first responders will host the third annual 9/11 Memorial Event and Stair Climb tomorrow, Saturday, September 9th, with the event held at Lewis Field on the campus of Fort Hays State University beginning at 7:46 a.m. All ages are welcome at the event, with a brief memorial ceremony taking place ahead of the stair, climb, or walk. The memorial will highlight the sacrifices of first responders who put others first during the 9/11 attacks at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and on Flight 93. Participants are encouraged to attend the memorial event and participate in as much or as little of the stair, climb, or walk as preferred to honor first responders and reflect on the events from September the 11th of 2001. The Fort Hays State University track will be open and available for participants who do not wish to climb the stairs. Check-in begins at 7 a.m. with the official start time aligning with the moment the first tower was struck at 7:46 Central Standard Time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
On Wednesday, September 6th, the Kansas Department of Transportation planned to begin resurfacing work on portions of U.S. 36 and K-261 in Norton County. The project activity includes milling and overlay on approximately 15 miles of U.S. 36, starting at the Decatur County line and ending near West Avenue in Norton. Construction crews will also complete a mill and overlay on 1.2 miles of K-261 near the Prairie Dog State Park. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in the construction zone and directed by flaggers and a pilot car during the daylight hours, and motorists should plan on delays of up to 15 minutes. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the projects to be completed by the end of October, conditions permitting. Norton Blue Jay tennis coach Bill Brockelman reported that on Thursday, September 7th, Norton took eight girls to the junior varsity round robin in Trigo, which was too extra to help fill some of the other teams and mixed teams. Coach Brockelman said the girls played competitively and showed lots of improvement, and they will have another meet at home tomorrow, Saturday, September 9th, as a quad. Northern Valley Volleyball head coach Lacey Hansen reported that the Lady Huskies traveled to Wilcox on September 5th to compete against the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons and the Alma Cardinals. The Huskies faced the Falcons first, losing the first set 20-25, but went back out stronger, winning the next two sets 25-15 and 25-16. The Huskies took on the Cardinals next, and the Huskies struggled the first set, losing 18-25. The second match was hard fought between both teams, with the Huskies winning 26-24, and in the final set, the Huskies continued their momentum, finishing the night winning 25-19. Audrey Benna led the team with 30 kills for the night, followed by Mary Baird with 12, and Austin Cox had quick hands, getting 37 digs for the night and 32 assists. Coach Hansen stated that the girls struggled in both first sets to find their rhythm, playing mostly defensively, but they were able to regroup and come back more aggressive to gain two more wins. The Lady Huskies will travel to Waukini tomorrow, Saturday, September 9th, for the Trigo Volleyball Tournament. Northern Valley Junior High football coach Jim Cole reported that on Thursday, September 7th, the Northern Valley Junior High football team lost 13-59 to a very good Shylin Cougar team. Although Coach Cole said the Huskies kept it close in the first quarter, only being behind 13-20, they struggled to tackle the fast Cougar running backs. Griffin McKinney ran for 125 yards for the Huskies, and Cash Compton added 105 yards. McKinney and Compton each scored one touchdown, and McKinney led the defense with four tackles. junior varsity will travel to Logan next week to take on the Trojans. Massive Christian burial for Eleanor Wiltfong, 83 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, September 9th, at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, September 8th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and a wake service and rosary will follow at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Eleanor Wiltfong Memorial Fund for a scholarship for future nursing students and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. Almena resident Forrest Jim Ruth passed away peacefully in his home on August 29th at the age of 72. A celebration of life gathering will be held tomorrow, Saturday, September 9th, at the Almena Community Building in Almena from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to Rocky Mountain Great Dane Rescue Incorporated and sent to Olive Bovey Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg. And Olive Bovey Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Does your insurance company seem a little robotic?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we experience pride in producing plans suitable for 87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call me, Joy Johnson, your Farm Bureau agent in Norton.
Morning, noon, and night is always a good time to treat yourself at the Norton Sonic on Highway 36. Mornings feature a full breakfast menu and 99-cent large soft drinks till 11 a.m. Happy hours are every day, 2 to 5. Don't forget to sign up for your Android or smartphone Sonic app for exclusive offers. Morning, noon, and night, always a good time to treat yourself at Norton Sonic on Highway 36.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The Western Missouri farm of Neil Bradyhoft hosted USDA leadership last year as part of the department's rollout of its Climate Smart Partnership projects. Bradyhoft, who represents Missouri on the United Soybean Board, has long used cover crops to promote soil health on his row crop operation.
We started cover crops about 8 or 10 years ago on our farm. We've been no-tilling for about 25 to 30 years, but we still had some soil erosion. So putting cover crops on has reduced that soil erosion, and that's one of the key factors we use to determine to expand our cover crop acres, but also increases the soil health. Organic matter has gone up, so the soil erosion part we might have expected, but the increase in soil health has really helped out.
USB is partnering with the National Corn Growers Association and National Pork Board to launch Farmers for Soil Health, which will provide incentives and technical assistance for farmers seeking to add cover crops to their conservation practices. Bradyhoft has this advice for fellow growers.
Take a few acres and try it and get started, because you're going to eventually expand that, and you're going to do it on your own, because you're going to see the economic benefit. You're going to see the savings in chemical costs. You're going to see the erosion going down on your fields, and your soil health is going up. And I think this is a kind of a starting point that I think producers are going to look at this and say, well, you know, that $50 is fine, but I think we're going to see them expand beyond that and probably do it on their own.
United Soybean Board former director Neil Bradyhoft of Western Missouri says Farmers for Soil Health has a goal of increasing the number of acres with cover crops to 30 million by 2030. Cost share signups are now open on the Farmers for Soil Health website. That's farmersforsoilhealth.com. Areas of Chase and Greenwood County have fallen into exceptional drought in this week's drought monitor, while a majority of Lyon County is now in extreme drought. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Registration is open for the Sunflower Fair, the Heartland's premier health and wellness event that happens Tuesday, September 19th in Salina. The Sunflower Fair, an information extravaganza featuring speakers and seminars geared for older Kansans, people living with disabilities and caregivers, will happen from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. To register, visit the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency and Aging website, ncfhaaa.com. The Sunflower Fair is a fun-filled day with good times and trustworthy and practical information for Kansans of all ages. Exhibitors will provide health screenings, COVID-19 and flu vaccines, hearing tests, blood pressure checks, and other important health information. This year's Sunflower Fair is paired with the first-ever Sunflower Seniors Got Talent, an event that showcases talented older Kansans on the stage of Salina's Stiefel Theater. For the best rate, register for the Sunflower Fair in advance at NCFHAA.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A major cool down is on the way for our state by Monday as our upper-level high-pressure system moves off to the south and west. That'll let a fairly strong cold front drop in from the northern plains with much cooler air and a better chance of rain. For now, we'll see 80s and 90s across our state today and again tomorrow. That front should enter northern Kansas on Sunday, so it'll be cooler there and down a few degrees in the southern counties as well. Monday, we should see highs in the 60s and 70s for the state. With high pressure still in place, though, we'll have pretty low rain chances today and tomorrow. On the map, heading into the afternoon, upper-level high pressure is still set up over the central plains with a low-pressure trough over central Kansas. A low and cold front are developing in the northern Rockies and northern plains. For this afternoon, no major changes in the weather pattern with sunny skies and warm temperatures again. We'll be in the upper 80s and low 90s. A few clouds overnight, but generally fair with pretty comfortable overnight lows in the upper 50s to low 60s, and the wind should be light. Sunny to partly cloudy on Saturday, and the warm and dry weather will hang around. 80s in the eastern counties and 90s everywhere else with low rain chances. Our cold front starts moving into the northern and western counties on Sunday. Highs will be in the 70s there. 80s in the eastern counties and better rain chances north and west. Then we get scattered showers and thunderstorms statewide on Sunday night. Pretty good rain chances on Monday and a lot cooler. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, upper 80s and low 90s with upper 50s and low 60s overnight. Low 90s in the north central counties tonight, we're in the upper 50s. Mid to upper 80s northeast and mid to upper 50s for the overnight lows. Low 90s southwest and around 60 for the overnight. Low 90s south central this afternoon and low 60s for tonight's lows. Low to mid 90s in the southeastern counties, and tonight we're in the upper 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.